I don't know what caused the oldsters in this town now than there used to be.
Have there been any younger families move back into the area?
Out of the area?
No, into
in
the
here, area. Yes. Right over here, a block away. Mm-hmm. Within the past 8 months, there's a young man and his wife, and they've got one little girl. They moved in there. Mm-hmm. And a few others, but this man and his wife over here are crowding 80, and this lady right over here is in her 70s. Mm-hmm. This man right back here is over 65, and the man and his wife up on the corner are both over 65. And did you stop the Little Red Drum?
Was that the store?
Yeah, those were.
Yes.
Yeah.
The craft store?
Yeah.
Yes,
did you get to meet
there.
The That's the man and his wife that operated.
Is that your friend Gladys that you were talking about? We met an older woman and we told her that you sent us, but she didn't tell us her name.
Oh, well.
But it might have been.
Was she rather short?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, that is Mrs. And he used to work for Chicago Tribune, incidentally,
oh.
Richard.
Huh.
And they live right over here, catty-cornered, and they're over 65.
Any of these people in the area, are they related to you? Way back?
There's one lady up in town who is my second cousin. And that's the only relative I've got in Bridgeton. Mm-hmm. I have
it's
two
just
cousins.
A beautiful town. I'm
I have
sorry?
Two cousins live about 3 miles south, mm-hmm. and another one that lives about 3 miles southeast. Mm-hmm. And Irene's sister, of course, lives 2 miles north. But that's all.
Mm-hmm. This isn't coming.
I've got two sisters, but one of them lives in West Lafayette and the other one in Brookston, mm-hmm. which is 15 miles north of Lafayette, Indiana. Mm-hmm. And that's the family.
I forgot to ask whether y'all had any children.
Hmm?
Do y'all have any children?
No, we don't have any.
We have just the two daughters, so work on that. We have a couple real simple things. We're sort of winding things up at this point, but I wonder if we could ask you to count slowly from 1 to 14. Start with just, 1, 2.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay. And then the number, 3 times, we'll see how this works out. It's like asking people what the first book of the New Testament. 3 times 9 would be what?
27.
Yeah, okay. And then 3 times 10 would be?
30.
And 4 times 10 would be?
40.
And I think we just got this number, but I'll go ahead and do it. 7 times 10 is?
70.
And 10 times 10 is?
100. 100.
Okay. You might say, too, that when trouble hits, it hits
hard.
Well, you see, when things go wrong, it hits all
pile up. That's what I would say.
Okay, but it doesn't happen that it doesn't spread itself out over the year. It happens all
at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If something is, if you had a plot of land where you raised 20 bushels of corn one year, and next year you raised 40 bushels of corn, you could say, well, this year the crop was